Blog Talk Radio.
Give me 1 second. I'm on FloridaHustlers.com. Y'all can check it out, FloridaHustlers.com. I'm on here. I got some shit I'm going to read to y'all after I leave this comment. 408, I see you in the building. What's happening, homie? Good morning.
Good morning, man. How you doing today?
Yeah, and good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
I'm probably feeling just as tired as you, man.
Man, we had a party. I pulled an all-nighter. We had a big old party last night at the house. And then we had an interview on another show for Blog Talk Radio, the Triple R show. And that show was off the hook. You got to check that out in the archives. We just had a party last night for Easter. Everybody didn't leave until...
Uh-oh. I think we got a quick disconnect. All right, that's my dog, Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? Call in for 408, San Jose, California, Straight Loc Records. Y'all already know how we do. You know what I'm saying? Cali be holding it down, man. Most faithful fan coming through. You know what I'm saying? And listener and supporter. You know what I'm saying? There's one thing about being a listener and a fan, but then there's one thing about being a supporter. You know what I'm saying? So Goofy Bone and whole Straight Loc Records, they come through, they show love, but then they also participate. You know what I'm saying? They're hearing their music span. And one thing we're working on right now is what I tell all artists, you know what I'm saying? If you got music being played here on my show, you know what I'm saying? Please, 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 and please one more again, have your friends call in, you know what I'm saying? Have your fans call in, request your music. That way you'll know, you know what I'm saying, if one, if you got fans, if you got a fan base that actually follow you, you know what I'm saying? And then, two, you know what I'm saying, it looks more impressive for a radio station, you know what I'm saying, have me browsing by, checking the show out, you know what I'm saying, and they hear you, you know, getting fans calling in, the call, you know, that just works, you know what I'm saying? You need to do that. Each and every artist needs to do that. You know what I'm saying? Have your fans call in, request some music, and then it go down like that. I'm going to try to work on some stuff in my area to where people call in, you know what I'm saying, get a list of tracks, and actually call in, you know what I'm saying, to request the track, you know what I'm saying, whether it's from Cali, whether it's from anywhere, you know what I'm saying? I got tracks from all over, Boston, you know what I'm saying, New York, got you know, it's success everywhere, you know what I'm saying, so... Big ups to everybody, you know what I'm saying, supporting the movement, you know what I'm saying, much love, and I got some new tracks, you know what I'm saying, big ups Boston out there, you know what I'm saying, coming through, big ups to Grim Reaper, you know what I'm saying, I got a new cat, you know what I'm saying, be spinning in a minute, Mr. Grim Reaper, you know what I'm saying, he sent me like 4 tracks, so some conscious music, you know what I'm saying, I'm feeling that, and you know, this is Hippity Hop Mondays, you know what I'm saying, I hope everybody had a blessed Easter. You know what I'm saying? Didn't preach to your kids that dumbass bullshit by some fucking hippity hop rabbit, you know what I'm saying, and shit. Rabbit and eggs ain't got shit to do with Easter, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the resurrection, you know what I'm saying? And they try to cloud religion, you know what I'm saying, with all these old false idolatries that they put in the way. Just like Christmas when they put a fucking fat white man sliding out your goddamn chimney. Niggas ain't never had chimneys in their motherfucking house. You know what I'm saying? And then when we did, bitch, it was strictly for burning wood. Strictly for burning wood. I'm gonna preach to your kids that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Halloween either. Shit, walk the fuck around with a white sheet on that says pray to the Lord and see how much candy you get. Shit. You know what I'm saying? All that goblins and ghouls and all that old fucking paganistic bullshit, man. Fuck that. Hippity Hop Monday, hop your ass on in. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some new, I got some new music. I got a whole bunch of new music, man. I know y'all motherfuckers be like, damn, you don't never, you know, I really try not to play shit in rotation, which you shouldn't have to if you're a real radio station, because a million motherfuckers out there trying to blow. You already know. Hey, Goofy, man.
Hey, man, I'm sorry about that. My boost done boost me.
Yeah, now I ain't gonna lie, man. Now I was giving middle fingers to Metro PCS, but Boost now, I'm on Boost too. We can walkie to walkie each other, goddammit.
Oh, you gotta give me your little walkie thing.
That's fact. Finna lock. All I gotta do is lock your number in, right?
Yeah. But nah, they give you a special walkie talkie number, like a 111 something.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, anyways, we had a big old party last night. Nope, like everybody left about 5:30 in the morning. And I'm still on fumes from last night. I had so many bitches over here last night, and I only had to pick one. I feel so bad for the other ones, though, but it was wonderful, man.
Yeah,
happy Easter.
Yeah, thing. Man, you know, it's Happy Killer Rabbit Day for me, you know what I'm saying? I don't celebrate these myself, but, you know, hey, kudos to everybody who get into that fake spirit, you know what I'm saying? It's just an excuse for us to party, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I went to church. I did it the old-fashioned way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to give props to the Lord.
You ain't never heard no church mention shit about no fucking goop, no goddamn fucking rabbit.
Oh, hell no.
At no time. So what the hell has a rabbit got to do with some fucking Easter? What is that the symbolization of?
Like Robert Slay fucking eggs. Tell me that story.
You know what I'm saying? Just tell me. And I, you know, what the fuck is that at? What the fuck do I, when it, has anybody ever humanly seen a goddamn fucking rabbit lay a Cadbury egg or any fucking kind of egg, period? Has anybody ever seen an egg come out of a rabbit?
I've seen millions of shit, but I've never seen an egg come out of a rabbit's ass.
Man, that's so much false shit, dog, that they keep fucking teaching to our kids, man. That shit's so crazy. I don't know. My kid ain't going to know shit when he grow up. He's like, damn, do we even have holidays, daddy? Hell no, ain't no holidays.
Yeah.
Fucking holidays. We're going to make up our own days, shit. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? We just gonna make up our own day. You just gonna get gifts. Just what the day is, Dad? Shit, nigga, just you get a gift, free gift day. Shit.
Yeah, just enjoy the day. It's a motherfucking special
day.
Day.
You know what I'm saying? Just enjoy the day. You don't need nobody telling you. You know what I'm saying? You got to wait 6 months or twice a year just to get something. You know what I'm saying? For being you, a good kid. You know what I'm saying? Or a bad kid. Shit. Middle of the week, your ass get a sock full of coal, goddammit. That's letting your fucking ass know you need to tighten up on them grades, goddammit. That's what you're going to continue to keep getting. Shit. Straight up, you got to tighten up, man. We really got to tighten up. All this old fake-ass imagery, man, they keep spraying, you know. It's getting a little out of hand. What the hell is she doing in the goddamn swimming pool? Ain't kids supposed to be in school?
Jeez.
It's spring break out.
Yeah, spring break's out.
I don't know, man. They got the schedule all fucked up. I ain't got no kids. I don't even know when a bitch go on break, back in break. Fuck it. Y'all give me a break.
Yeah, spring break's here because I went to the high schools today to slang some CDs, and ain't nobody there, so.
What?
Yeah, so they on break.
Man, all right. Yeah, I'm cursing because when they come to spring break around here, my little complex, little motherfuckers bring their ass around here and start stealing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, that's what you got to put the check on, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
you
know? Man, I had to ride on a couple of these little kids, man. They broke into my mama's car one time, stole the little radio out of the bitch. A little ragged-ass radio, but you know what I'm saying? The point of it is, you know, it's right here in front of my motherfucking house, and I had the and the only thing is I forgot to put the alarm on that night. But this area, you know what I'm saying, it ain't that type of party. I done left, you know what I'm saying, not on purpose, but I done mistakenly left my entire fucking front door open. I mean, straight up. Now, with all my computer, all my shit in the house, the entire fucking house was left wide the fuck open. I had money laying around, you know what I'm saying, not a substantial amount, but money is money.
Exactly.
And bitch see $2 through the window, they trying to get it. You know what
that's
mean?
A 40 right
that
there.
Open. Yeah, throughout the week, I done left that, and it ain't been no problem. But soon as spring break hit, bitch, you got to lock up. You got to board your windows up. You got to do all that. Man, fuck that. I'm going to get me a motherfucking BB gun and start shooting them in their ass. High power. High power.
Exactly.
Take that, motherfucker.
Shit, I'm over here cleaning up after fucking her fiasco last night. It was wonderful.
Well, yeah, I'm finna finish writing my little comment. I'm on FloridaHustlers.com. It's a little discussion on here to say record deal. A record deal, is it paid or punishment? And I'm gonna read the whole article and I'll read my comment after when I come back. I'm gonna get into some music. Cali style all the way to 813, man. Y'all already know how I do it in the place to be. Big ups to all the people out there, Southern California, 805s, Hollywood, all the way around that motherfucker. Blunts in the air, my nigga Snoop Dogg out there. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. We're going to start this thing off on a different tip. It's called Suck Your Mata, Elephant Mind. We got some reggae mind. Yeah, man, we're going to jam out some reggae.
Do the Rasta.
Yeah, man. Put your lighters up. Suck your
body bag, you a mad smarty killing a we a mad na pick up dead body play a year.
don't fuck with your nigga. Big size our shit, I'll bust at your nigga. Shit, I got big butt five. Fuck y'all niggas, y'all won't click five.
You gon' baby step down, step down. You gon' baby step down, let's go push it down. Step down, oh yeah. You gon' baby step down, let's go push it down.
Nigga ain't shit, pat about me. Nigga ain't shit, hoe about me. If you know about me, my niggas will go to war about me. Hit you with the 4-4 about me. I'm a OG, I'm off the cone, I'm off the block. We got the earth, we got the rock. Get money for the hoes, nigga, that's the code. Moment of silence for my niggas up the road. You don't live like me, nigga, you don't keep it real like me. Black ones, black teeth, like teeth. No colors, nigga, I ain't like teeth. I don't talk to the pigs, I don't eat pork. Like a bus, I'm a hood. When I step down on you, nigga, don't flinch. Crack your motherfucking helmet like John Lynch.
I don't fuck with your nigga. Big size my shit, I'll bust at your nigga. Shit, I got big butt five. Fuck y'all niggas, y'all won't click five.
You gon' baby step down, step down. You gon' baby step down, let's go push it down.
What you got, shit with the cult, nigga, thinkin' it ain't real.
It ain't real.
What you be itching to feel, and that real.
That real.
Fucked up on pills, get cold pumped. Y'all niggas know the drill. I'm from the front of folk. Little pipers saying niggas ain't no joke. We live by the five.
Mother Shiro.
Yeah. Pious niggas stay in line. It ain't nothing to put it all way up in your line. You fight gunplay, nigga, cause I'm for that shit.
I'm for that shit.
For this here, you need to stand in line.
Stand in line.
The real nigga do real things.
Real thing.
Ain't lame, do whatever nigga left. I bet you. If I have to step down on the nigga, by deal, by mine.
By mine. You man, you click, nigga. I'm a young hood rich nigga. You mad cause I'm fucking your bitch, nigga. I choke that thigh, that fuck on the side. I'm back that line. I done earned my stride. Nigga won't be, then a nigga wanna die. You talk that, I walk that. You rich, I bought that. I show up where your motherfucking house at. Nigga, where the reaper pills in the south at? I'll fuck with your nigga. Big size my shit, I'll bust at your nigga.
It's your boy, live, DJ Spells No Hood, coming straight from St. Louis, phase 2. Once again, breaking another artist, smashing it all across the atmosphere. You know how we do it. Right here, DJ Storm, with y'all in the mix. It's your boy, DJ Spells No Hood on the MC, baby. We holding down, St. Louis, phase 2. DJ Storm, man, tell me what you feel about this track, man. Tell me what
hey, man, it's that St. Louis phase 2 shit right here. It's that shit. It's that St. Louis phase shit all the way live up in this motherfucker.
Y'all already heard it there first, man. They're going down right here. We got a whole bunch of artists in the building.
Hey, this your boy B, you represent that dirty south. And I'm rolling with temp-spoke, unbiased DJs. DJ, fight your power. And DJ, party time. Now, bro, threaten the game, entertain you. Or get rolled over, Pippin.
Whole spot lit up. I know your stomach hurt. Don't try to fight it. Gon' spit up. Do I make you sick? Dropping all these hits. Regulating on you suckers. Gon' take a sip. Yeah, I'm cool at Ole every time that I slither. I can't cuss, but you can say I'm the. I got that body rock. I make the party hot. About to hit the billboard. Got the game on lock. Popping. But not with you, cause you a doo-doo head. Tell you get to stepping and she gon' do a dance. I look at her, she look at me, and yeah, she know I'm stony. I pull up on the shawty and then she start shaking her hands.
Poppin' in the club.
Yeah, she be poppin'.
Poppin' in the club.
Yeah, she be poppin'. Yeah,
she be poppin'.
Shawty in them pumps and her hair back. She's super stacked, looking like she wanna bounce back. PDA girl, where you at? Get loose, go ahead, let me see you work that back. Don't be hating if I got the shawty shaking.
Yeah, man.
She real good, how she got it vibrating. No mistaking, man, I'm pulling shawty's knee up. Sprinkle a little magic, then I make them shake it off. What it is, what it do, yeah, you think you cool. Just hold the wall down while this shawty knock me down. Do it on the floor, like Usher, yeah, though. This shawty, she be popping in the party, keep on hopping. She be popping in the club.
Yeah, she be popping.
Popping in the club.
Yeah, she be popping.
She be popping in the club.
Yeah, she be popping.
Drop it like it's hard. Wobble it, wobble it, drop it like it's hard. Shake it, shawty, go shake it, shawty. Get low for me, get low for me. Hey, little mama, why you standing on the wall? Come with BZ, I'ma show you how to ball. This shawty popping and she shaking on the floor. Then I'ma snatch her up and see if she can go. Let them haters hate her, let them haters know.
I'm on it.
It's the BZ man and BZ about to blow.
I'm on it.
And it's the hottest track that ever hit the flow.
I'm on it.
I know my homies hype, I know the shot is low.
Yeah, yeah, she be popping.
All right, check this out. Let me take this real quick call. One second. Caller, what's happening? Hello? If you just called into the show, you are live. All right, well, check this out. I got to do number one or number two. You take your pick. Let me get to this motherfucking Obama speech real quick, man, with some jams to it. Y'all listen to it. I'll be right back in a segundo. In segundo.
44th President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Our nation is at war against a far-reaching network of violence and hatred. Our economy is badly weakened, a consequence of greed and irresponsibility on the part of some, but also our collective failure to make hard choices and prepare the nation for a new age. Homes have been lost, jobs shed, businesses shuttered. Our health care is too costly, our schools fail too many, and each day brings further evidence that the ways we use energy strengthen our adversaries and threaten our planet. These are the indicators of crisis, subject to data and statistics. Less measurable, but no less profound, is a sapping of confidence across our land. A nagging fear that America's decline is inevitable, that the next generation must lower its sights. Today, I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious and they are many. They will not be met easily or in a short span of time. But know this, America, they will be met. On this day, we gather because we have chosen hope over fear, unity of purpose over conflict and discord. On this day, we come to proclaim an end to the petty grievances and false promises, the recriminations and worn-out dogmas that for far too long have strangled our politics. We remain a young nation, but in the words of Scripture, the time has come to set aside childish things. The time has come to reaffirm our enduring spirit, to choose our better history, to carry forward that precious gift, that noble idea passed on from generation to generation, the God-given promise that all are equal, all are free, and all deserve a chance to pursue their full measure of happiness. In reaffirming the greatness of our nation, we understand that greatness is never a given. It must be earned. Our journey has never been one of shortcuts or settling for less. It has not been the path for the faint-hearted, for those who prefer leisure over work or seek only the pleasures of riches and fame. Rather, it has been the risk-takers, the doers, the makers of things, some celebrated, but more often men and women obscure in their labor, who have carried us up the long, rugged path towards prosperity and freedom. For us, they packed up their few worldly possessions and traveled across oceans in search of a new life. For us, they toiled in sweatshops and settled the West, endured the lash of the whip, and plowed the hard earth. For us, they fought and died in places like Concord and Gettysburg, Normandy and Quezon. Time and again, these men and women struggled and sacrificed and worked till their hands were raw so that we might live a better life. They saw America as bigger than the sum of our individual ambitions, greater than all the differences of birth or wealth or faction. This is the journey we continue today. We remain the most prosperous, powerful nation on earth. Our workers are no less productive than when this crisis began. Our minds are no less inventive, our goods and services no less needed than they were last week or last month or last year. Our capacity remains undiminished, but our time of standing pat, protecting narrow interests and putting off unpleasant decisions, that time has surely passed. Starting today, we must pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and begin again the work of remaking America. There is work to be done. The state of our economy calls for action, bold and swift, and we will act, not only to create new jobs, but to lay a new foundation for growth. We will build the roads and bridges, the electric grids and digital lines that feed our commerce and bind us together. You'll restore science to its rightful place and wield technology's wonders to raise healthcare's quality and lower its cost. We will harness the sun and the winds and the soil to fuel our cars and run our factories. And we will transform our schools and colleges and universities to meet the demands of a new age. All this we can do. All this we will do. Now, there are some who question the scale of our ambitions, who suggest that our system cannot tolerate too many big plans. Their memories are short, for they have forgotten what this country has already done, what free men and women can achieve when imagination is joined to common purpose and necessity to courage. What the cynics fail to understand is that the ground has shifted beneath them, that the stale political arguments that have consumed us for so long no longer apply. The question we ask today is not whether our government is too big or too small, but whether it works, whether it helps families find jobs at a decent wage, care they can afford, a retirement that is dignified. Where the answer is yes, we intend to move forward. Where the answer is no, programs will end. And those of us who manage the public's dollars will be held to account to spend wisely, reform bad habits, and do our business in the light of day, because only then can we restore the vital trust between a people and their government. Nor is the question before us whether the market is a force for good or ill. Its power to generate wealth and expand freedom is unmatched. But this crisis has reminded us that without a watchful eye, the market can spin out of control. The nation cannot prosper long when it favors only the prosperous. The success of our economy has always depended not just on the size of our gross domestic product, but on the reach of our prosperity, on the ability to extend opportunity to every willing heart. Not out of charity, but because it is the surest route to our common good. As for our common defense, we reject as false the choice between our safety and our ideals. Our founding fathers, faced with perils that we can scarcely imagine, drafted a charter to assure the rule of law and the rights of man, a charter expanded by the blood of generations. Those ideals still light the world, and we will not give them up for expedience's sake. And so, to all the other peoples and governments who are watching today, from the grandest capitals to the small village where my father was born, know that America is a friend of each nation and every man, woman, and child who seeks a future of peace and dignity, and we are ready to lead once more. Fascism and communism, not just with missiles and tanks, but with the sturdy alliances and enduring convictions. They understood that our power alone cannot protect us, nor does it entitle us to do as we please. Instead, they knew that our power grows through its prudent use. Our security emanates from the justness of our cause, the force of our example, the tempering qualities of humility and restraint. We are the keepers of this legacy. Guided by these principles once more, we can meet those new threats that demand even greater effort, even greater cooperation and understanding between nations. We will begin to responsibly leave Iraq to its people and forge a hard-earned peace in Afghanistan. With old friends and former foes, we will work tirelessly to lessen the nuclear threat and roll back the specter of a warming planet. We will not apologize for our way of life, nor will we waver in its defense. And for those who seek to advance their aims by inducing terror and slaughtering innocents, we say to you now that our spirit is stronger and cannot be broken. You cannot outlast us, and we will defeat you. Yeah. we know that our passport heritage is a strength, not a weakness. We are a nation of Christians and Muslims, Jews and Hindus, and non-believers. We are shaped by every language and culture, drawn from every end of this earth. And because we have tasted the bitter swill of civil war and segregation and emerged from that dark chapter stronger and more united, we cannot help but believe that the old hatreds shall someday pass, that the lines of tribes shall soon dissolve, that as the world grows smaller, our common humanity shall reveal itself, and that America must play its role in ushering in a new era of peace. To the Muslim world, we seek a new way forward based on mutual interest and mutual respect. To those leaders around the globe who seek to sow conflict or blame their society's ills on the West, know that your people will judge you on what you can build, not what you destroy. To those who claim the power through corruption and deceit and the silencing of dissent, know that you are on the wrong side of history, but that we will extend a hand if you are willing to unclench your fist. To the people of four nations, we pledge to work alongside you to make your farms flourish and let clean waters flow, to nourish starved bodies and feed hungry minds. And to those nations like ours that enjoy relative plenty, we say we can no longer afford indifference to the suffering outside our borders, nor can we consume the world's resources without regard to effect. For the world has changed, and we must change with it. As we consider the road that unfolds before us, we remember with humble gratitude those brave Americans who, at this very hour, patrol far-off deserts and distant mountains. They have something to tell us, just as the fallen heroes who lie in Arlington whisper through the ages. We honor them not only because they are the guardians of our liberty, but because they embody the spirit of service, a willingness to find meaning in something greater than themselves. And yet, at this moment, a moment that will define a generation, it is precisely this spirit that must inhabit us all. For as much as government can do and must do, it is ultimately the faith and determination of the American people upon which this nation relies. It is the kindness to take in a stranger when the levees break, the selflessness of workers who would rather cut their hours than see a friend lose their job, which sees us through our darkest hours. It is the firefighter's courage to storm a stairway filled with smoke, but also a parent's willingness to nurture a child that finally decides our fate. Our challenges may be new. The instruments with which we meet them may be new. But those values upon which our success depends, honesty and hard work, courage and fair play, tolerance and curiosity, loyalty and patriotism, these things are old. These things are true. They have been the quiet force of progress throughout our history. What is demanded then is a return to these truths. What is required of us now is a new era of responsibility, a recognition on the part of every American that we have duties to ourselves, our nation, and the world, duties that we do not grudgingly accept, but rather seize gladly, firm in the knowledge that there is nothing so satisfying of the spirit, so defining of our character, than giving our all to a difficult task. This is the price and the promise of citizenship. This is the source of our confidence, the knowledge that God calls on us to shape an uncertain destiny. This is the meaning of our liberty and our creed, why men and women and children of every race and every faith can join in celebration across this magnificent mall, and why a man whose father less than 60 years ago might not have been served in a local restaurant can now stand before you to take a most sacred oath. And how far we have traveled. In the year of America's birth, in the coldest of months, a small band of patriots huddled by 9 campfires on the shores of an icy river. The capital was abandoned. The enemy was advancing. The snow was stained with blood. At a moment when the outcome of our revolution was most in doubt, the father of our nation ordered these words be read to the people. Let it be told to the future world that in the depth of winter, when nothing but hope and virtue could survive, that the city and the country, alarmed at one common danger, came forth to meet it. America, in the face of our common dangers, in this winter of our hardship, let us remember these timeless words. With hope and virtue, let us brave once more the icy currents and endure what storms may come. Let it be said by our children's children that when we were tested, we refused to let this journey end. That we did not turn back, nor did we falter. And with eyes fixed on the horizon and God's grace upon us, we carried forth that great gift of freedom and delivered it safely to future generations. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States.
Now, that was for all my peoples out there, man. If y'all missed that Obama speech, now I'm going to tell you something. I can't really stand to hear a person talk too long. So that's why, you know what I'm saying, I got the Martin Luther King speech. I got Obama speech. I got a bunch of speeches out there. All the music, you know what I'm saying, flipping up track to track to track. That'll be probably like 20 tracks on there, you know what I'm saying. Let me see who this is. Caller, you there? I see 111 popped up. I'm trying to figure out who that is. Is that Miss Maven? Let's see how I do. We'll see it in a second. All right, big ups to my early birds off of here. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone coming through. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple of guests. You know what I'm saying? We got NY in the building. What's up, ladies? Going down real big. We Live Harlem. You know what I'm saying? WLT. We Live Tampa. Going down real big. We love Tampa. I got to change mine. I love Tampa, man. Go down real big. Love the Sunshine State. Somebody's calling me on the bat line. 919. Oh. Hold on, y'all. Woman, I'm on the show.
Hello.
I'm on the show, woman.
Huh?
I said, I'm on my show. Why are you calling me now? You ain't calling to my phone. Call this number.
Oh, Lord. What's
yeah,
the
put,
number?
Put you on blast. 347.
Hold on.
347.
237.
5125. Wait. Oh, Lord. Hey, you got your ears on today? I know you be taking them off sometimes. 237-5125.
237. Is that the radio?
Don't worry about what it is, girl.
Oh, Lord. All right.
You just call it.
Bye.
Bye. Call me all on my back line. Anybody calling me during 12 to 2, you must call me on the show. I ain't trying to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? On my cell phone, I ain't trying to talk to you on my house phone. I ain't trying to talk to you through the window. God damn it, call the show if you want to talk to me. There it goes. Now, that's my daughter from the call up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's been a check-in on Poppy. You know what I'm saying? Check-in on her dad and shit. And talk shit to her for a minute. Matter of fact, play some music, though. Play some music till my daughter come through, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Big up to everybody hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Put your lighters up. I'm going down real big, man. Right here live. Smells so good in the building. How you feeling? Yeah.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
record began in the 20s.
True, all right? You ready for it? Check this.
I need Mary. I don't smoke no things unless it's Mary Jane. I burn money. That's all you're doing out there when it comes to fucking anything you smoking artificial. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Iraq, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big, Miss Maven. All the Aries out there still holding it down for y'all birthdays, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to you. If it's your birthday, you know, if it's somebody's birthday, throw it up. You know what I'm saying? Represent your shit. Throw it up. Represent your shit. You know what I'm saying? Going up real big. Big ups to Cali off in the building, NYC. I see ya. Going down real big. Big ups to the guests. Yeah. For Boost. Oh, okay. Yeah, big ups. Yeah, big ups to Boost. Boost Noble, you know what I'm saying? That walk of the walk. We're going to try this shit out in a minute. We're going to try to do a live walk of the walk, whatever the hell it is, shit. Walk of the talk, walk of the walk, shit. One of them, you know what I was saying. We're going to try one in a second. I got some little news I want to read real quick. This is called Record Deal, Paid or Punishment. This is coming to you live off of FloridaHustlers.com. Well, I got a little page at part of the Ning Network. You know what I'm saying? It's called, is it Pay the Punishment? Do you want a record deal? And this really applies to artists. If y'all know artists and all that out there, you know what I'm saying, please share this info with them. Or tell them to go to FloridaHustlers.com. That's FlahustlerS.com. And then you can look up the topic, and the topic is record deal, paid or punishment. And it says, do you want a record deal? Why? If your answer to the question is anything of prosperity or anything substantial, why would you want to go to a major company? There is a new industry model. Going to the majors are Neanderthal. For those who don't know, that means caveman old. You might as well just grab Pebbles and Bam Bam and go see Mr. Slate. People, the net, the WW dot, has kicked a mud hole in the majors' ass. Case in point, what do you have to gain from a record label? Maybe an upfront bonus. Not. They don't do that shit anymore. So stop looking. Distribution, probably national. You get big studios printing and pressing up your music, which all that you can do on your motherfucking own. Radio, which you own, you know what I'm saying? You're listening to the radio right now, goddammit. Videos and TV. You got YouTube, Daily Motion, a million other... what the hell is this sex full shit popping up on my damn screen for? The fuck? You got a million other things out there, you know what I'm saying, that can... Damn, man, hold up, man. It's so bullshit, yeah. Some fucking free Asia porn popped up on my goddamn computer screen and done jammed up my shit. Ain't this a bitch? Fucking Asians. You fucking Asians taking over shit, man. Stay off my fucking program. Shit. Alright, well, now I got the fucking free ballot. Now Asians done took over my shit. I don't know where the hell my damn switchboard all locked up. Hey, this is a business. I gotta go to the backup. Where the laptop at? Alright, people, check this out. This is what I'm gonna do. Asians done took over my laptop and shit. They took over my program, right? So I got to go to the back door on them. It's all good. All y'all are Asian consents out there. You sons of bitches. I'm talking to myself too. I speak a Asian. Hell no, I don't speak no damn Asian. Ching bang fang bang pong. Ching bang fang bang pong. There you go. Let me see if I can get some musical out about that. Man, it's crazy. It's freaking crazy. Well, check it out. It's Hippity Hop Monday. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Happy after Killer Rabbit Day to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm smoking, y'all, so y'all got to excuse me. But happy Resurrection Day for everybody who celebrated that way. Welcome back to church for years for all y'all every year churchgoers out there, you know what I'm saying? Church be packed in a mug, boy, on holidays, boy. Any other time, sin in the streets, sin in the streets. It's all good, though. There we go, Asian people on. And gave him shit back. Punk ass motherfuckers. Get the hell up out of here. Alright, I'm back. Get your asses off of here. Yeah, man, Asian porn, man. Crazy shit. Alright, I'm back off of that. Alright, check this out. And it says, what do you have to gain from a record label? Okay, the videos and the TV. And last but not least, big bucks. Hell no. After all this necessary shit is done to blow up, that they use favors, bartering, and little money, for they are going to charge your ass everything you, your mama, and your baby's mama make. It's called recouping. They are going to take everything up front before you ever see a dime. What's left over is yours, and then after Uncle Sam gets his foot out your ass, you may have enough to go to a Chinese buffet. Well, at least I have a hit single to get royalties from. Nope. They go to publishing too. You don't know how many people have hit records and have to do a whole nother record to get out of debt with these a-holes. and keep it clean like that. The net is kicking that ass though. You have worldwide distribution through this B here. With all the software out there, you can make your own big studio quality music, do your own videos, be on countless numbers of radio stations, and track your fans. If the net was a chick, she would be a 10, and I would marry her ass. So you can blow your damn self up and make all your own money and don't have Wolfie's paws in the mix. Any success or failures are all in your own control, and you can always start again. That is the shit. Real freedom. That's the true manifestation of the American dream that is not bound by color. So I say, ball, brothers and sisters, ball is long overdue. Yeah, man, goes down real big. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, I ain't even finished my shit. All right, everywhere. All right. But one thing I was saying there, the main point is, hold on, in the comments from the chat room. All right. Because everybody in the chat room is checking in, listening in. Main point I said is, artists nowadays are lazy than a motherfucker. They run the DJs begging us to play their music. And when we put them in rotation, and this is what I'm speaking personal down here in the 813, not Blog Talk, because, shit, I ain't got more fans on fucking Blog Talk that come to support their own music than I got bitches that bring me music on the streets, which is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So this is people that I've run up against, you know what I'm saying? So it says, artists nowadays are lazy than a motherfucker. They run to the DJs begging us to play their music, and then when we put them in rotation, they don't follow up to see how their music is doing and don't give any credit for all the hard work. You know what I'm saying? There are a million artists out there trying to break into the industry, and focusing on just one at a time is a must. Meaning you have to take one artist under your belt, you know what I'm saying, and play the shit out their music, you know what I'm saying, for them to blow. You can't do that with 10. You can't make 10 people, you know what I'm saying, all get recognition at one time, but you can take one, which is how a record label works. You know what I'm saying? They take one. They don't take the 20 motherfuckers riding on the bench. They take one. So I focus on my artists. You know what I'm saying? Janu. You can check out myspace.com/JanuThePrinces and have little time to focus on everyone that says, I'm hot and the next one to blow, I'm about to be signed at Joe Snuff record label. You know what I'm saying? Bring them in a mixtape instead of one main track of focus, you know what I'm saying, which is very important to all artists. You know what I'm saying? We as DJs only need one track, you know what I'm saying, that you're currently pushing, not your mixtape or 7 albums that you got out, which these cats be coming up to me talking about, I got 6-7 albums, 18 mixtapes and all this old bullshit, but because it only takes one song to blow, it only takes one to blow, you know what I'm saying, and as much as I don't like Soulja Boy's music, you know what I'm saying? He is still an example of success because he pushes own units strictly through MySpace and has a world and got worldwide success for doing it. Man, what the is this call? All right, girl, I'm gonna have to call you back. I'm gonna call her back on the show. All right, worldwide success, and yes, they are doing the Soulja Boy in New Zealand. Big ol' little Lola, because she let me know that, yeah, they doing the damn Soulja Boy down there in New Zealand. So I checked, you know what I'm saying? That's how I know. So running to a label to ride the wood pine is like being the president after you've been a hardworking senator for years. Put your grind on the streets, and everywhere you can, and the labels will come to you, you know what I'm saying? They'll come to you, you know what I'm saying? But you should have enough capital stacked already to where you can negotiate your own career, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more precisely, you know what I'm saying? Coming into the game broke, you have a bumpy road. But if you have your own capital, you know what I'm saying, you can guide your own path a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? Labels are like radio stations. They retire songs and artists, you know what I'm saying? Stay hungry, and you'll always succeed, and the power of the net is at your hands. So all you have to do is use it. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big, man. That's a little comment I left on FloridaHustlers.com. Y'all want to read the article? You can check it out. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. dropping some education, you know what I'm saying, live right here on the show, man. That's how we do it for sure. Got to call my daughter back, put her on blast on the show, you know what I'm saying. She keep calling me all on the back line. She know I ain't with that. You already know. Going down real big for shit, though. Hold on, let's see what's happening. San Jose, you're in the building.
Hello, DJ Smell So Good. I am calling out of San Jose, California. How is the Tampa area today?
The temperature is brisk.
Brisk. Sounds pretty brisky.
Yeah, we're like, what the fuck is a brisk? Motherfucker, it's cold outside, man. It's cool, goddammit. It's a cool cold.
I wanted to comment on what you were saying right now, you know. A lot of, because, you know, I've been really pushing our music for about a year and a half now. And I'll tell you right now, you got to push it to the fucking limit, just like Rick Ross says. I mean, I do my own, you know, mass production. You know, I record off of, you know, the my PC. And, you know, I make like 100 CDs off my PC. It takes like almost a whole day. But, I mean, I make CDs. You know, I go out to the schools. I push it. And, you know, what they want to see is if you could make that money for them. They want to see if you have the fans. They want to see, you know, what more can you offer than just, you know, your music? That's how they look at it.
Well, and this is what a brother named Big Jig told me. You know what I'm saying? Because Big Jig, he say the music industry is 95% image and 5% talent. If you can, you got to be marketable. If we can sell anything about you from you just standing to a pair of tennis shoes. You know what I'm saying? We don't need your motherfucking rap skills for that. We don't need you to say shit. Just stand there in some damn tennis shoes and let's drop the commercial and that's it. Or vice versa with any apparel or anything. Just a commercial period. You don't want to hear half motherfuckers talking in commercials. They just using a quick pick of their face or they doing something, you know what I'm saying, whatever, chilling in the background, snooping all the niggas. They don't ever talk. You know what I'm saying? They just sitting there chilling in the commercial. And then, you know what I'm saying, they getting paid off of their image. Ain't rapping. Nobody on you might not even know them for a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Everybody don't know you for who. They trying to use your image, though. You have a marketable image now. You know what I'm saying? And that,
yeah.
I always use Milli Vanilli. I don't give a fuck. All you motherfuckers got duped just like the goddamn government duped us. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. They sold motherfucking millions of records. They had a cartoon out. They had motherfucking
little dolls
made of them. All this shit, and it was a black dude and a fat black dude and a fat white dude that sang it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Because they didn't have the image. If they had the image, they ass would have been up there bopping the fuck around just like Silly and Vanilla. So, you know, but you can't hate on them. You know what I'm saying? Them brothers came from a foreign land, and just like we was duped, you know what I'm saying, coming 400 years ago, motherfuckers seen guns and alcohol. These sons of bitches seen big cash flow. Shit, 10,000 was good to them, you know what I'm saying? They was modeling and shit, but, you know, 10,000 WAP a piece, shit, I guarantee them motherfuckers, back in the day, that was some change in their pocket. And then they was getting all them deals. Promised all them deals and shit. Man, they ran them dudes through the not the cold, boy. I mean, through the goddamn shit.
But those
fresh
motherfuckers were working 24/7. Just
yeah,
because
I mean,
you become a rapper, don't think you could just sit back and relax, motherfucker. You got to work. You're owned by them. They're going to fucking make you work. You got to go to a hospital today. You got to, you know, sign autographs over here. You don't have no motherfucking personal time. Like me, Bruce, and In the Sky, we slang our CDs. We don't even work. Our work is just slanging our CDs. And believe me, if you work and you go to every other city, not just yours, because in your city, you already know, they don't show you love until you blow up. But you go to every other city and you show them love, saying, hey, I'm coming over here. You know, I'm representing. You know, check out my CD. You know, my number's on there. If you don't like it, fucking call me. I'll give you your money back. Plain and simple. And, you know, it's paid off. I'll be honest with you. It has paid the fuck off.
Yeah.
From,
from buying CDs at Fry's, you know, doing it myself, shit, I don't have to pay nobody but myself. Everything, right. Every single penny comes to me.
I'm going to tell you, check out Tiger Direct, too. TigerDirect.com, you can get you like a little one-to-one stack burner instead of burning, because your computer, you're going to burn that bitch out.
Oh, I already bought two burners already.
Oh, okay, yeah. You burn that goddamn computer.
Yeah, I burned already two of them. So, yeah, I got two new ones in there, and they're doing their job, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Gotta step it up.
The yeah.
So what you got planned for today, homie?
Fuck, I don't know. The spring break just made a big old dent in my day, so I really don't know what I'm going to do.
Not really. You just got to find out where the spring breakers at.
They're all in Mexico right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bitch do be going down to, the fuck is it,
No, they go to, what the fuck is it called?
It ain't Cancun.
No, it's, fuck. I don't know, but it's Papas and Beer and shit down there. I forgot what it was. Ensenada, I think.
Yeah.
Do you go to Tijuana or in Ensenada, I think.
Now, motherfuckers told me that they carried switchblades and shit on them down there. Is that true?
Oh, no. They carry AK-47s on them. The police walk the streets with an AK on them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You are not allowed to even have a weapon on you. They will gun you. They will gun you down. I shit you not.
Damn.
In Mexico, they don't. I mean, you could drink, you could fuck on the streets. They don't give a fuck. But if you show any threat to them, they're gonna gun your ass down.
Ain't no fighting.
No. In the drug lords down there, believe me. They kill cops, and they have a bunch of stories on YouTube, of songs about killing cops. I mean, they don't give a fuck down there.
Somalia ain't got no government around that bitch. How the fuck, man, can you take over a fucking warship with a canoe and a goddamn waterlogged rocket launcher?
Because I don't know. I don't know what the fuck. They had so many guys on that damn ship that could have beat up them motherfuckers.
I don't know fuck, man. Now they're talking about this goddamn punk-ass captain who's so-called, you know what I'm saying,
he's a hero.
Told his crew to lock himself. Bitch, you should have locked your, all y'all, the stupid motherfuckers should have locked yourself in the room. Should have had a pistol on him. Bitch came in the room. Pow, 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 pow. What the fuck?
But see, people, those white people, they're not trained in that sort of environment.
Yeah, they can't be.
They don't know.
They expecting that shit. I mean, they joined the military, but to get on a fucking cruise ship or something. Because, bitch, I guess y'all thought y'all was chilling and shit.
No, but I guarantee you.
These niggas is not having it. They took over your goddamn fucking ship in a canoe and some fucking slingshots. And the motherfucking old ass goddamn probably dudded out rocket launcher, but threatened to blow that bitch a hole in that bitch. And if y'all let us on this motherfucking, y'all don't let these motherfucking niggas on. Man, y'all
but,
crazy.
But I guarantee you, if it was somebody that grew up in the hood and that happened to them, it could take like a pencil and probably take out those four little motherfuckers. I shit you not.
It ain't, brothers wasn't on them ships. Apparently.
Yeah, I know.
It shit wouldn't have been going down. I don't know where the fucking cooks and all that shit was at. Because it is no fucking way y'all telling me. I don't give a damn. Ain't no way, man. There's no fucking way. A warship. There's no fucking way y'all telling me. They done took over oil rigs. Okay, that might be cool.
And a warship is fucking big.
A warship? Man, y'all crazy as hell, man. I don't know what kind of proper bullshit gander y'all trying to motherfucking put in the air. But that's some motherfucking bullshit. There's no way I could fathom that bullshit. These motherfuckers have no kind of technology, and they coming off the goddamn beach running and putting out to your goddamn in a fishing boat? Taking up ain't no fucking
no,
way,
canoe,
man.
Get it right. Get it right.
A fucking canoe. No, because they showed these motherfuckers one time. They had like a little motor on the back. A goddamn, I don't know, fucking car motor there and took off or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Hooked to the back of the boat. Hey, well, they rolling out. They're four deep. You know what I'm saying? Four fucking deep. What?
But I'll tell you, them some riders, though.
There's some fucking gangsters. That's why
I ain't
worried when shit start going down in motherfucking the U.S. and shit get crazy. I guarantee you, shit, Somalia is going to get their ass over here and shit going to get fucking right. And them bitches there, they some motherfucking straight up killers, boy. Yeah, they ain't got shit on our Al-Qaeda ain't got shit on the Somalis.
No,
I guarantee
they...
you, if Somalis can take over a whole goddamn ship. And they got a couple of ships now. I mean, they ain't just taking no American shit. They got Filipino, Taiwan. They got about seven different countries shit that they done took. And got, still got.
It's all the money.
Man. Ain't balling on the island. Ain't worried about nobody coming on that bitch fucking
yeah,
with
they,
them at
they're
all.
Probably wipe,
at,
they're wiping their asses with $100 bills because they don't know where to fucking spend that money at. I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
What the fuck are you doing? You know, you ain't got no government. Nothing is, you know what I'm saying? Everything going awry. But now, at the same time, that might be that section of Somalia. Now, you know, Somalia is a big-ass fucking place. You can't speak for the whole... You know what I'm saying? Country of Somalia. Just like you can't
well,
speak
I haven't
the
been there lately, so I don't remember what it looked like.
Yeah, you feel me? I ain't never been to that motherfucker. So I'm like, you know, can't speak for the whole place, you know. But, hey, man. Damn, that is, that shit, that just tripped me out. That's like my homegirl say in Iraq. She's stationed in Iraq. And they got Africans now. They got Africans who when every time you, let me ask you, what is your definition of a true African. What is your description? What is your picture? When I say African, what pops to your head?
Man, when I think of an African, I think of someone straight from Africa. That, you know, Nelson Mandela, an African. I didn't grow up as, oh, you're an African American. No, I grew up as you're black, I'm brown, and white, Asians are yellow, and that's it. We're all together. Let's try to keep this shit afloat. And then, you know, you got your people that branch off, oh, you know, we niggas, and oh, we the Mexicans, and oh, you know, all this other bullshit. You know, we all the same underneath, no matter what skin color, no matter what. We're men, we're women, we all have the same shit. Unless it's some, you know, somebody's deformed and has an extra finger or some shit like that. But we all the same motherfucking people.
Unless you're a hermaphrodite, and I'm sorry for you.
Yeah.
I already know.
Yeah.
Hey, 111, caller from somewhere out there hiding behind the Iron Curtain. You was on the shizzo, Hippity Hot Mondays, Reckoning Game Radio.
Yes, you know, man. You fuck me. I fuck you, man.
Hey, I hope you ain't trying to fuck nobody up because you're being recorded live, man. Hey, turn down your speaker, homie.
Hey,
you're with the video game. God damn. I'm trying to motherfucking cue his ass in. The fuck going on? They got video games and shit playing all in the background and shit. Sound like the fucking World War II. But thank you for listening to the show, homie. I appreciate you listening to the show. God damn. This is how you listen to playing motherfucking, what the fuck is it? San Andreas and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, shit. That was probably somebody from Somalia, man.
Yeah, man, that called in. This is what's really going on.
Y'all motherfuckers, they got shit on us.
Nah, them bitches got GPS phones and shit. Now, how in the fuck? These motherfuckers got GPS phones where they can call anywhere around the fucking world, man. How in the hell? And they ain't got no reception, don't need no towers. They using satellite phones. Have you ever seen a satellite phone?
Don't ask me, I'm on Boost.
Thank you. Well, I guess, yeah. That is a satellite phone. Same fucking shit. Take my ass over tomorrow. Let me cue back in. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what happened. See if the war's still going on over here.
The war's still going on?
Hello, caller.
Hey, she on?
No, you on.
Hey, did Miss Black ever meet Obama?
Who talking?
Me, Goofy.
Oh, I had cued the other people in.
I'm sorry.
No, you straight. Did who now?
I
don't know. I don't know. She ain't even on the damn messenger. Oh, yeah, she is. Hold on. Let me ask you. Her shit, I don't know. Let me wake up. I mean, you know, I feel buzz ass. Let's see if she met Obama. Did you meet OB? That's what I call them, y'all, OB. I don't call that as Obama. His name OB. My OB one.
Hey, well, I mean, call him Bo because that's his dog's name for Barack Obama.
Hell nah, Bo.
He named him Bo.
Hell nah. Hey, caller, you on the line, 111. Caller from somewhere strange behind the Iron Curtain. How the hell you going to type, man, I don't feel like typing? Damn, that's all you had to say. No, I ain't meet him. Shit, you going to type 400 other words before you even type the answer to the word I had. Well, that's how soldiers do you, boy.
Hey, 111, where you calling from, man?
111.
You call in, might as well talk.
Yeah, you had all the damn music playing all in the background and shit. We just had
maybe
you queued up.
Maybe got shot in Somalia or something.
I don't know. Know what I'm about to do, though. I'll play one of these motherfucking songs for you. It's called Shit On You Niggas, man. I got a caller on the line, 111, that don't want to talk on the phone. I ain't talking about you, Lieutenant. I see you out there, girl, listening in. I know you on the line. But whoever this is, 111, this song is Frank Lennon. It's dedicated to you.
Lieutenant,
answer your phone.
Frank Lennon, nigga.
This one's for you.
I am the city, nigga. You niggas can trust that. I'm putting shit on all you fuck niggas. Cause I feel like it's time to shit on you fuck niggas. You puss ass niggas out there hating on the kid cause I'm him. Fuck nigga, put up or shut up, nigga. I done told you fuck niggas that. Now I gotta show you fuck niggas. I'm finna shit on all you niggas. I'm talking to all you niggas. I gotta shit on you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm finna shit on all you niggas. I'm talking to all you niggas. I gotta shit on you. Yeah. 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 I'm Mr. Florida man from Little Pakistan. That's both my homeboy. You better understand. If you don't like it, kill yourself. Then fuck nigga. Fuck who like it? Do your rap up. Fuck nigga. If you don't respect us, check us. Fuck boy. The game is chess, not checkers. Fuck boy. A lot of niggas. Come and see about this. This what the nigga say, he really than me. He rap harder than me. Man, you can't be serious. One hit a quitter, put his ass in sleeve and had him kissing my feet. And I put that in your ears, nigga. I'm finna shit on all you niggas. I'm talking to all you niggas. I gotta shit on you. Yeah, if you don't like it, do something, nigga. Yeah, if you don't like it, do something, nigga. I'm finna shit on all you niggas. I'm talking to all you niggas, I gotta shit on you. Yeah, if you don't like it, do something, nigga. Yeah, if you don't like it, do something, nigga. A real street nigga, you better know, boy. Been raised by killers and dope, boy. Check my resume, nigga, you a hoe, boy. Gotta tell my city the truth and let them know, boy. Yeah, yeah, the church boy was raised in a mockery. Never sold a bag of weed. Now he a D-fuck nigga, only reason 103 plays it once on that basic. Cause any boy was on it, ripping shit. Pussy nigga, you ain't never did nothing. What happened with So Gutter?
Tell him what happened, Lenny.
How you got kicked out of group with some niggas who shit is garbage is yours, little pussy nigga. Yeah. I'm finna shit on all you niggas. Yeah. I'm talking to all you niggas, I gotta shit on you. Yeah, if you don't like it, do something, nigga. Yeah, if you don't like it, do something, nigga. I'm finna shit on all you niggas. I'm talking to all you niggas, I gotta shit on you. Yeah, if you don't like it, do something, nigga. Yeah, if you don't like it, do something, nigga. So Mr. Ross Talker, who you fooling? Nobody from the folk in this room. Who you fucking with, Lenny? 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 is all you hear. And the kid finna drop again. Trust my lick coming, nigga. And then it's over for you. And when it come, nigga, then I'ma show you something. You got a deal and your city don't respect you. Cause niggas know the truth while you flagging on these records. Damn, dog, you worried and phone fuck with you. Then why you hounding me? Ask me, do I fuck with you? You got a deal, not me. What your buzz fell off? I'm trying to recapture the magic with me. Nope. I'm finna shit on all you niggas, yeah. I'm talking to all you niggas, I got a shit on you, yeah. If you don't like it, do something, nigga, yeah. If you don't like it, do something, nigga. I'm finna shit on all you niggas, yeah. I'm talking to all you niggas, I got a shit on you, yeah. If you don't like it, do something, nigga, yeah. If you don't like it, do something, nigga. Frank Lennon, nigga. Great R.E.M.T., nigga. Show tracks to justice, nigga. You little fuck, nigga. I'm shit on all you puss-ass nigga. Special as fuck, nigga. Owes it. Pussy nigga, you come out, you rapping now. You wanna see Frank Lennon? Fuck, boy, put up a setup, nigga. And fall back, pussy. Fuck, nigga, you ain't shit. Rap about when a nigga knock your puss-ass out, nigga. Rap about that pussy, boy. And you puss-ass nigga, Rebo. Rebo. Listen to this fuck nigga name. You smart fucking with the city? Fuck, nigga, come out. You put out 3 albums, only put out 1. Fuck, nigga, what a bitch listening to, pussy. A bitch ain't listening to nothing, nigga, but Lennon, nigga. And this nigga fly. What you got, bitch, in your heart, nigga? What you got, beef with the city, nigga? What, nigga? You don't wanna see me blow or something, nigga? Yeah, nigga, slid down up to the slide, nigga. Nigga, holla at the nigga Ted, nigga. And the nigga told me. You mentioned the city once, nigga. Why? Cause you think a nigga gon' come in and you ain't gon' hear about you no more, nigga. Nigga, put up a shut up, nigga. All you fuck, nigga. Yeah, trust, fuck, boy. All you fuck, nigga. My dog got beats for sale, nigga. 265-4333. A stack, fuck, boy.
What the hell is this shit? Fuck you, the movie. Les Inconos. Man, this is an old ass Spanish Dolomite flick, man. This motherfucker sent me an old ass Dolomite flick. Star Chase your ass all the way up out of here, man. You know what the hell you sending us some bullshit. You said it's some bullshit, man.
Fuck you.
Ye Timpente to you. Sismet di re. Ses pas pasibel. Amur di re. And Robert de Negro. Hell nah, man. Turn the bullshit off. Hey, get the hell out of here, man. Get the hell out of here. Big ol' Star Chaser for coming through with some crazy YouTube shit. I don't know what the hell he just turned this on to, but y'all check it out. Poison your brains with some shit. I don't even know what the fuck it was. Going down real big, though. You know what I'm saying? I get this to you. Here you go for you. This is for your troubles, brother. This is for your troubles. Turning us on to that little YouTube there, brother. There you go. That's for you, brother. Brother, sister, whatever the hell you are, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to you. All right, check this out. I got into reggae. I got into that. I got to play this here before I play that there. Then we're going to get into something else over here. Y'all already know. Where my shit at? Dun 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 dun. Got $20 going down real big, huh?
This is dedicated to the niggas that was down from day one. Welcome to Death Row.
Like we always do about this time.
Yeah, 9-2, Death Row Records, creeping while you're sleeping. Niggas with attitudes? Nah, low. Niggas on a motherfucking mission. What up, niggas and niggas?
That crazy ass nigga back in the motherfucking his sales.
Smell so good, Biatch. Wrecking the Game Radio. Yeah. Y'all already know. Hippity Hot Mondays. Insert Dirty South style. You already know. Cali. Yeah, straight low style. 813. Yeah. Wrecking the Game. Tell her like that's it. Yeah.
To my nigga Drizzy. Another platinum hit, nigga. Peace to the DOC.
Yeah.
Still making it funky enough.
Yeah.
And Death Row Records is in full motherfucking.
Check this shit out.
Oh yeah. P.S. Fuck Mr. Rourke and Tattoo. AKA Jerry and Easy. Sincerely yours. These motherfucking.
Oh, they're so pretty. They're so pretty.
Frankly, I don't know if nothing they got to do with. But you know what I want you to do for me? Jerry, even check this shit out here. I want y'all to put these bizzos in your jizzos.
And get high. I had to play that intro, you know what I'm saying, before I played this song here. You already know how we're doing it. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Goofy Bone!
Yeah.
I'll smoke with you in a second, homie. That's my new shit. I'm going to smoke with you in a second. You know what I'm saying? That means I'm going to talk to you in a second. Yeah.
Bruce Payne.
Yeah, when he's on auto tune, we call him Bruce Payne.
The Bruce Rams, aka Bruce Payne.
Hey, smell so good.
They're funny. Bruce Payne.
Smell so good.
Yeah.
Well, when you have some free time, check out our interview from last night on the Triple R show.
Yeah. I'm going to have to download that and check that shit out, man.
It was funny, man. It was hella funny, man. You got to check that out.
Now, was it the whole started at the start of the show, in the middle, or where is that?
No, it was the whole show. We took over the whole show.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we took over the whole show. You know, they were asking questions. We were giving answers.
What, let me see. Okay, you say the Triple R show?
Yeah.
Is that spelled out, T-R-I-P?
No, it's two P's in triple.
Okay. Triple R?
Yeah, it has like a choo-choo train, but it has a R-R-R on it.
Oh, okay. Let's see. We're going to try to check some shit out, y'all. We're on
but
Triple
when
R
you get,
show. We're on their shit.
When you have free time.
411?
Yeah, 412.
Okay, that's 412. Damn it, every day is free time shit. I'm not on the radio. See, as long as you got the time, I got the time.
Shit, I got the time, man. I make time just to hear your show, I'll tell you that for damn sure. It's a little bit after that.
Got the slow shit.
I think it's a little bit after that one.
What up, D? Hey, man, happy Easter, guys. How y'all
doing? Oh, there it is.
Hey, man, I'm sorry for calling in late. Like, I got like hella people at my house. I want to give a shout out to my homeboy, his lovely wife, Millie, and their little baby, Aaliyah. I want to give a shout out to them. They helped me with all this stuff. So, but yeah. How y'all doing today?
It's an explicit
doing
show.
All right, man. We didn't get to call so early because it's early for us over here for y'all to call. Oh, really? Okay. What time you want to call? No, you on the air. You stay on the air, dude.
Uh-oh. Okay, shit. Well, let's do it.
Where's Bruce? I thought that fool's calling in. Well, I have another, person calling in, but I don't know who it is. But
it's probably Bruce. Punch that guy in right now.
Okay, so what? Now where he from?
Where
his show? What Triple R? Where his show out of?
Oh, he around the corner. He's in Orlando.
Oh, okay. So he in Cali.
No. He in Florida. He in Orlando. He's in Orlando.
Hey, no.
Anyway, what's up?
Ain't that many people down here got no shows, man.
Well, we just went ahead and started some quick questions. Actually, I just want to know how everything went on the 10th.
Yeah, he's like a rocker, but he converted to, hip hop, and you know, he's starting to dig it now.
Man, this is what to do. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, we can shut down. What the hell? He said, "Good movie. Play it next. Play the movie." Man, I done heard that damn movie. Man, I'm not playing that bullshit no more. Storm Chase. Man, please. Yeah, you go piss me the hell off, man. And I don't even get pissed off at people, man. But you coming in playing some dumbass shit. And I gave you some props. Les Icones for everybody who want to check out the Fuck You the Movie. Les, that's L-E-S Icones or whatever the hell. Icones. And there's a whole bunch of other little episodes by Les Icones. The Police Betsy L. Le Chevalier de Pirandelic, Un Chat Grand d'Amour, Hamburger Family. Okay, there's a whole list of others. That's all on YouTube. Now, I ain't going to say no more about that. I'm going to click off this YouTube, and you're going to leave me the hell alone. I know you are storm chasing. You got to be from another country, man. I got to see where this guy is from, man. Hold on.
Track that motherfucker.
Hold on, man. Not that. Hello? Caller, hello? I'll tell y'all what. Hold on, man. Let me call her punk ass up. She keep calling me on goddamn bat line and shit. Somebody make me mad. You about to make me mad. Hold on.
I'm holding. I ain't going nowhere. Anyways, to all y'all who are listening, Google Goofy Bone. That's G-O-O-F-Y with the B-O-N-E. And that'll be about it. You'll find me. Check out Straight Loke Records. Buy our album.
What?
What
the hell is this?
Record your message after
oh,
the tone.
Oh, hell no.
To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished.
Sign it down, call my damn daughter. She got all this little trickery shit on. What the hell is that? Time to make some calls. Hey, caller, you on the line. Hello? Oh, there she go. Bring her funky ass on. Hey, girl. Hey, I was trying to call you. I was about to call you. That's what I was about to do. I was trying to call you on the line, and the little baby done picked up. You trying to train the girl to go. That ain't cute. Oh, that ain't cute. World, this is my daughter. Daughter, this is the world.
Oh, what's up,
daughter?
Hello.
That's California right there. We got Iraq off in the building. We got, who the hell else is there? I don't know. We got some
Star
dude.
Chaser.
We got some dude from America. Storm Chaser from America. Man, whatever, brother. You ain't from... That let me know you ain't from America. Just because you say you from America. You like that dude that called in talking about he from Washington. And it sounds he's straight from Iraq. You know what I'm saying? Hello, my name is Thomas. Your name, how your name damn Thomas? Sound you from Iraq. Whatever, man. You from Washington. I'm from Washington. You ain't from Washington. What's up, girl? What you doing today?
Nothing. Going to see about this apartment.
Oh, yeah, everybody. I need y'all to send a dollar donation to PayPal to help me.
Oh, my God.
help me get into an apartment. Any donations will be accepted. No change, please. This is like the church house. No change.
Oh, man, there's some guy at church yesterday that threw a $10 roll of quarters.
Hey, the church get on you, boy. They don't be playing about that change in the church often. That's for the special bucket. Y'all, we got a special bucket for y'all. So we can pinpoint y'all cheap bastards that's coming into the church. We know the pastor bucket right on by him. Yeah, him every time. We know they got a camera on you every time. Yeah, pass by him. That's why they got the little white things in their ear. What you going in the church for? And you need to be communicating all through your earpieces and stuff.
Who, me?
No, I'm just saying. And when you go to the church, yeah, you never notice that. They got all the earpieces, like they the Secret Service standing all around the church like something.
Oh,
off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, y'all ain't finna pull no first Sunday up in here. Ain't finna be no ice cubing up in here. No Lee Johnson into nothing. No. Y'all is not taking our money. Or messing with the blind and deaf janitor. So he'll come and just drop the whole stash on you. I was like, what? I watched First Sunday for the first time, y'all. I said, I ain't even going to say that. Rent movies, put it that way. People rent movies. And then I just checked it out myself. Yeah, so it had a good story to it, too. You know, tear jerkers all through there. You know what I'm saying? Don't watch it while you're high. You know what I'm saying? Or drinking. You know what I'm saying? You want to be sober while you that's all tear drinking. Boy, what's wrong with you? What was you crying for? Girl, that was touching, girl. That was touching. Shut up. because she's sober, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. How was your happy killer rabbit day?
I slept all day.
Oh. Girl, there ain't no enjoying that, girl. You got the, what Jesus
said. Yes, huh? I needed the rest. I needed the rest.
You got to grind all day and sleep when you die.
No.
Shit,
I need to sleep up.
Every day.
Me and Kim.
Every day. What yeah. It is, Sound Off Radio. You got crazy ass storm chasing off in there, man. You better watch yourself. You might try to blow you away. Yeah, you're trying to take a break from the baby, girl. I already know. Whoa, let me make another three-way call to your mama, girl. Put this baby
don't
on
do
the
that.
Line. You, girl. Put this baby on the line. That will finna put the whole family on the line like it's Easter Sunday, y'all. Like it's Easter Sunday.
What you do?
Oh. Hello?
What you do?
What you do?
What?
What?
What's up?
I got this. Man, turn that damn movie off, man.
Turn that dumb shit off.
That damn Storm Chaser on the line. That's who the fuck that is. Okay, so that's Storm Chaser.
Up on that fool, man.
Yeah, that's Storm Chaser. Stop playing a damn movie. He keep playing some damn stupid ass movies, man.
This is grown folks radio. This ain't little kid shit.
Yeah, that's how I celebrate it, man. It's Killer Rabbit. You know what I'm saying? Happy Killer Rabbit Day. Sound Off Radio. I don't celebrate no Easter. Ain't never no rabbit popping out no egg out his ass. So it ain't no hippity hop got nothing to do with no damn Easter. What Easter Bunny? Where that demented sign come from? What does that portray? What is that supposed to be? What is that focusing on?
Well, maybe
ain't got nothing to do with the Lord coming.
The bunny's supposed to be a nice character, I guess. I don't know. Shit.
Man, shitting out eggs. With a deformity and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking kids all up in nature's classroom. You know what I'm saying? Kids looking for the fucking Easter Bunny have a cat bear. Ain't no cat bear coming out no damn Easter Bunny.
Cackleberry.
You know, ain't nothing. Some chocolate pellets, and you better not eat them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Thinking the cat bear eggs and shit.
Yeah. Cocoa pellets.
202, you in the building.
Wow.
You're the fifth caller of the day. Na 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 na. Okay.
You a fool, man. Oh my God. What the young? It's like this though. I'm with you. I don't understand that. America, we funny, man. Like we need Santa Claus, you know what I mean? We need the Easter Bunny. And the Tooth Fairy, I ain't never seen the Tooth Fairy. That's
thank
all
you.
I'm saying. Like
that's
what
nasty,
is that?
That's unsanitary to put a goddamn nasty tooth underneath. Especially some of y'all kids' mouth when that's the reason why y'all teeth be falling out. Your mouth look like.
And see, that's the thing. My daughter, she go to this daycare. Wow. It's got like five kids in it, and the whole time she stays sick. Kids are some of the nastiest people you ever want to be around. Yeah.
Well,
they be sneezing
now,
and.
It's the adults that are around them too now, because if the adults ain't correcting them kids, like, hey, you know, put your hand over your mouth
that's
when you cough.
Too.
You feel me? Then they're allowing that child to do that. So it's teachers just as nasty out there. And then the same motherfucking teachers walking in the bathroom, shitting, and then walking right back out and shaking your kid's hand saying, hey.
Basically.
So,
that's
yeah,
some
yeah.
disgusting stuff.
Hey, it's a fucked up thought. I guarantee you put a damn video camera like I'm keep protesting, goddammit.
You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked to see what they do.
A video camera in the bathroom right over where people wash their hands at. Not over the stalls, just where people wash their hands at. Because if it don't even matter. If we don't see your ass on the camera, we already know what the fuck going on.
Basically, we already know you done your business and left the bathroom
and coming
to shake my hand.
Man, shit. Listen, Storm Chaser, this dude right here is tripping, man. He keep playing this fuck you movie. I don't know. I keep
what is that?
It's some dumbass movie on the goddamn YouTube. I done checked this shit out. This shit is unhilarious.
Hey, you see? Did you see the video? The Easter Bunny hates you.
No, on YouTube.
I guess so. My homegirl was talking about that yesterday. She said the Easter Bunny was in Times Square, like shooting people and shit. It was crazy.
Well, I mean, that's they linking a fictitious figure to a religious holiday. Anyways, makes no sense whatsoever. It makes no sense. It has no connection with why Jesus came back and rose. on
I saw one person say something about the fact that Jesus rose. He said happy resurrection day. He did not say happy Easter.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's actually happy resurrection day. But they I don't know where they getting this terminology across that. What where did that ever come in at? What is that there for? What is it in place
mm-hmm,
for?
Mm-hmm. Why not just let it be what it genuinely is? Why take it and put something fictitious on it? You know what it is? I guess they're trying to cater to all of the people who don't believe in God or whatever the case may be. They cater to the atheists.
Yeah, cause that's pagan. That's a pagan sign, though. You every time you man shit, kids be scared of fucking the Easter bunnies because of motherfuckers like that. You know what I'm saying?
Basically,
you know, walk around with a half body with just an Easter bunny head on and shit. That fucks kids up mentally. You know what I'm
saying? I'm a 25 year old man, and that would mess me up. So I don't know how children do it. Like the circus, that's another place. Like,
you ever been
to the circus?
No, we do fairs down here, but we don't really have
crazy
shit. This is Florida, so we got a fair that come through once a year, and then you know everybody do they whatever bullshit all throughout the year, but there ain't really no circuses. You know, Barnum and
Bill's. Oh, shout out to Briscoe too. You know what I mean? Shout out to Briscoe. You know what I mean?
Okay. Where you calling from? What 202 at?
DC, yes sir.
Okay, Washington. All right, that's what
Obama's backyard. You know what I mean?
So-called dude came. Yeah, you been going up to the White House trying to sneak peeks and shit.
Oh,
see if he barbecuing.
I ain't gonna get shot.
Hey, see if he barbecuing and shit. I want to see if the nigga go on grill. Shit.
he did say he gonna put a basketball court in there though.
You got that right. I have everything in that bitch. I have a big ass barbecue grill, big stupid grill, just grill. They don't even make no sense. 400 people can grill at one time on that motherfucker. where the fuck he was from? Illinois. I bring all the goddamn the best barbecues from Illinois in, and they finna lay it down for the whole fucking area of Washington. If y'all get your ass down here, you get free food. If not, then fuck it. Everybody around here get to eat free. You know what I'm saying?
Let me explain something to you. They do that shit, there will be a riot. Okay?
Hey,
In the aftermath, all you gonna see is shoes and rib bones. That's all you gonna see. Shoes and rib bones just scattered all over the place. That is a frightening thought. Don't do it, Obama. I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, it can go slushies. We're going to have slushies for everybody, goddammit.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm Sound Off Radio, too, so yeah.
Oh, big old Sound Off Radio. Okay, that's real big. Check out his show, man. You know what I'm saying? Sound Off Radio.
Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday nights, 8 to 10. This Tuesday, I got the homie Fiend coming through. Fiend from No Limit. Walk, yeah.
From No Limit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That was one of those unpackaged rappers. I understand.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. He's a legend in the South.
Yeah.
Ask about him in New Orleans. They know what it is, man. All right. Everybody knows him.
I'm going to have my peoples on from New Orleans then. I got my nigga LP. I got Iraq. She on the phone, matter of fact, but she running through the Skype, but she from N.O.
What's happening?
Let me see if she
he was down with P in the whole nine. Master P?
Yeah. I'm saying, was he actually on rapping on the label though?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he put out a couple albums.
Yeah. I mean, what name of song I might know then?
Mexico. Pass Me the Green. You know what I mean? He was on that joint. He did
The Pass Me the Weed. I need some weed.
Yeah.
Now you finna make me go run some shit back and.
Let me see. I'm looking at his album right now. Let me see what's another one you might know. Who got that one? Fire? Who got that fire? Yes, sir.
Okay, now I can fuck with you.
That's Fiend, so
yeah, okay, you know,
he going to be there Tuesday. Don't miss that.
All right. You're going to put me on the map. What time again?
8 p.m.
8 p.m., okay. Mm-hmm. Now, see, I work at night. I hustle at night. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I do my thing. You know what I'm saying? But you know, what I'm trying to do now is write everybody phone numbers down to the shows and then times, you know what I'm saying, that they be on. So that's why you got to be, like, consistent. Like, a couple of people got up and down shows. They be...
Oh, no, my joint ain't up and down 3 nights a week.
Yeah.
I sound off like I got a problem.
Oh, okay. But that we do. Shit, we all got a problem. If you don't got a problem, something motherfucking wrong.
Basically.
You doing something, shit.
I've had Ace Hood on the show, Juvenile, Young Jock Chingy, I do this. I ain't playing.
Okay, yeah. You reaching out. You trying to do like I'm doing, but I ain't reaching out to them niggas there, though. That's cool. If I need indie artists, I do strictly indie artists. Now, if
I do that too.
Contact with Juvenile, with, you feel me? And that's why we on the backdrop can network and help each other.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Because you already got that major contact. And well, shit, all I'm trying to do.
People, you know what? People say it to me. They like, man, you don't do enough for the independent artists. Truth be told, there's not a lot of artists who are ready to be put on the radio, regardless of whether it's independent or mainstream radio. A lot of artists ain't ready, and they just think they are because their man said they nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't entertain that. My whole thing is, if you grab the attention of my neighbor's neighbor, then I'm going to listen to what you're saying. Other than that, you're just another person rapping. You can find a rapper on every corner in America, dude.
Hey, I said a whole mouthful earlier when I read the little article. You know what I'm saying? You can check
independent
it out,
artists, though. Get your weight up, man. Stop complaining. Get your hustle on.
That's all I'm saying. You know, Goofy Bone even said, now, Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, Straight Low Records out of San Jose, he doing his thing. He put his grind down, get up in the morning, hit high schools, hit universities, hit wherever, you know what I'm saying, to get that music out there. And this is what I tell all of my artists down here, including my own artist, you know what I'm saying? You know, she hits her own grind. She's a female, which makes it, to me, doubly hard, because these crab cats that I done ran up against personally myself, you know what I'm saying? They think with their heads instead of their head.
And we ain't talking about their heads on their shoulders.
You feel me? Right,
mm-hmm.
Right. That's
mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know.
I know,
that's
exactly
so,
what you're talking about.
It's like, man, when you come and present the artist, even on my little pages and shit, like I got the music, I say comment on the songs, you know what I'm saying? Bitch want to send me a comment saying that they're fine and shit. I ain't asking for that. That's cool. I understand the looks. The looks is what you need. You know what I'm saying? To sell yourself in the game. If you an ugly motherfucker, bitch ain't going to listen to your shit regardless.
Truth be told, I'm going to tell you this because I know it to be fact. A lot of times, regardless of what an artist looks like, they wait at least until the second single to start putting the person's face all over
face
the place.
Face on anything.
When they package the first single, they don't put a picture of the person. They put the title of the song and the logo for the artist. They do not show their face, regardless of what they look like.
Yeah.
Look at Tina Marie. Her first album didn't have her face on it.
Yeah, it had like some shit on it.
Yeah, it didn't have her face because she was white, and people were shocked when they saw the second album because they didn't know she was white. And that's how you market music, through the voice and the song, not the face, man.
What? Milli Vanilli?
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, I keep going back to Milli Vanilli. Shit. They marketed their ass through a image, though. They just used a body. That's all they needed. They took a body, a fucking robot, and put some dreads on that motherfucker and put their ass out the pasture. And that's how they blew up off of them. But they didn't sing one motherfucking lyric. Not one. Goddamn lyric. Not one.
I'm back.
Until the bomb hit them, and then they tried to,
Won a Grammy in the whole nine, though. Won a Grammy and didn't sing a note, though.
Oh, Lord. A Grammy. Damn, man. You done put me up on some other shit, too. I forgot about all the numerous. See, we
Whole time. Hey, rest in peace. One of them dudes. I don't remember his name.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. One of
it was Rob died.
Yeah, one of them killed himself and shit, man. R.P. that dude, man. He shouldn't have killed your fucking self, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but
that
you know, you never know what's going on with a person. You feel me?
Yeah. But they brought them cats from like, low-budget modeling. So, I mean, super mainstream, like, put them right in the limelight, like, bitch, the whole world knows you now, and nobody knew you at all, you know what I'm saying, like, from 0 to 60 and shit, and that's a lot of pressure. Them boys started hitting all that coke and all that old kind of crazy shit, you know what I'm saying, and trying to live that life, man, but if you ain't from that life, man.
You can't live that life.
You can't live that
life. Hey, whole time, you talking about that, you need to hear a record my homeboys Rock City did, it's called Hollywood. It's talking about stuff like that.
Hey, man, send me everything, man. SmellItBTR@live.com. I'm going to put it up in the chat room. You write it down.
Oh, that's an exclusive. That's an exclusive. I'm putting that on the mixtape I'm doing with them.
Okay, send me everything. I play nothing but exclusives here. Goofy Bone can attest to that. I got stuff that ain't nobody, even on Blog Talk, and his own people's got. So,
yep.
And it gets plays
every
day.
See, the whole time you saying that is like messing with my equilibrium. People know me. I'm a fool with it. I don't know.
Hey, it goes down,
it's the
man.
King.
I mean, but push. I mean, what you not just some senior tracks you might like. I mean, tracks that you know the artist is actively trying to break and he wants.
Oh yeah, that's all I do. You know what I mean? Big up to Asher Roth. You know what I'm saying? The whole SRC. My man
yeah.
Jay Andino. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely.
Asher Roth, a new artist. He a white dude. You know what I'm saying? From Philadelphia. He a problem.
Big up Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
NYC, all y'all boys. Boston. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there.
They be forgetting the small towns, too. Shout out to Minnesota.
Delaware.
You know what I'm saying?
Big ups Delaware out there. You know what I'm saying? We're thinking about you. Idaho, you're represented.
There it is. They got their 14 minutes and 59 seconds, so we good now.
A fame, you know what I'm saying? They're good. Let me see. I got to play some female shit, man. Cause I've been trying to get the damn females really big up in the you know what I'm saying, in the industry, man. We need real support for the females, you know what I'm saying? Really, I told yesterday on the show, I told some chicks that say they, you know, they play music here and there. I was like, but we need a DJ Khaled version up for a female, though. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to DJ Dime Piece. Ooh, Core DJs, what it is.
That's a female DJ?
Yes, sir, DJ Dime Piece. Follow her
DJ
on Twitter.
Dime Piece. All right. We're going to have the big ups because somebody got to blow. I mean, we need one female DJ to be at the forefront, you know what I'm saying, to really be that stage, be that. Because, man, I'm telling you, all these other DJs, mixtapes that I looked at, there's no females on them.
No. You're right.
You feel me? So it's like, damn, man, come on. You can't be that dirty in the game. You know what I'm saying? They putting in their grind just as hard as these niggas putting in their grind.
Probably harder because they're female.
And harder. They even putting it in harder. They trying to dress the dress. Some of these niggas come to you, you know what I'm saying, in a dirty-ass tank top and some raggedy jeans. You'll never catch a female
and he go
around like that.
You know what I mean?
He'll never catch a female like that.
He get on camera 70 pounds overweight with a white tee and a beard that look like he ain't shaved in forever, and he go platinum. How does that work? I don't understand that.
And they go platinum.
But women have clauses in their contracts that say that they got to stay, like, under 150 pounds and stuff.
Damn.
Like, for real. Like, they really do that. Labels
like
really do that. I'm putting y'all on blast.
What?
I'm telling you because I know. They do females dirty in this game.
Well, females got to step it up, though. You know what I mean? They can't just put out to the manager and expecting to be their number one
hit. Nah. Everybody got to step it up. It ain't just the women. Everybody got to step it up.
You know what I mean?
Ain't nobody doing their own thing no more, man. Everybody auto-tuning. Stop with that auto tune.
Yeah,
stop that. If you can't sing, don't try to sing. Why you auto tuning and calling and singing, man?
That's real. Now I'm gonna give big ups to Straight Lowe's record. Now it's a difference between using the auto tune for a hook and then singing the whole fucking song. Just to, you know what I'm saying? And that's just played out.
I mean you can use auto tune for like little different things, but if you're singing the whole damn song with auto tune. Don't even bother. You know what I mean?
Because my whole thing is, if you know how, but it's also how you use it. If you know how to use it, that's what it is. Shout out to Nappy Boy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah, big ups to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there. DJ Party Time, get my shots out, you know what I'm saying? My artist, John New, T Collins, the whole B-Rocker crew, Dead Dollar Records. You know what I'm saying? Whole Straight Loke Records, 805, Heatwave, all my Blog Talk people, Shy, Romance, Iraq, New Zealand, you know what I'm saying? Jamaica. See, I got to go international with mine, you know what I'm saying? Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
And all my people's out there in Romania, Greece. Shit. Thank you to Maps Logo, Loco.com, you know what I'm saying, for providing that tracking information. And Twitter for that stalking information.
Twitter.com/soundoffradio. Shameless plug.
Twitter, boy.
That's a stalker's dream, boy.
Hey, straight up, man. But then an attention grabber's dream, too. If you if you want attention, shit, sign up to Twitter. I guarantee your ass will get more than what you want.
Twitter is so fucking boring, can't do shit.
I mean, shit. Well, people sit on it and just text messages like they're on a cell phone and shit.
Well, that's how their life is. Boring, I guess, shit.
Nah, it be people on there making moves and telling everybody about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, that's
it.
I use it. That's the only thing you're going to see is me tweeting shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's from my radio station.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, say, the fat girl that says, oh, I got to go get another, you know, crumb cake or something, you know, down the
whole
store.
Whole time I like fat girls. Watch your mouth.
Hey,
I like fat girls, boy.
I ain't tripping. I like all the girls. So don't even
trip. Goofy, you gotta check Goofy's status on his MySpace. He tell you he done went through it all. He go through
I
it all.
I went through it all, so it ain't nothing.
I feel you. You know what I mean, Miss Piggy.
You know what I'm saying? Every woman needs fucking love. You know what I mean?
Whole time, Miss Piggy got the best pussy out of all the Muppets, but ain't nobody trying to fuck her.
She got the only pussy out of all the Muppets, but you know, Kermit the Frog's the boss, and ain't nobody gonna fucking step to him, plain and simple.
Yeah, that's true too. Because that was his, the whole time that was his joint, whether he wanted it to be or not.
But see, he was a player though. He was fucking around with all the other actresses and all that other shit while she was fucking hating on his game.
Yeah, he was a pimp. Kermit was a pimp. Kermit was.
Shout out to Kermit.
There it is.
Leonard Billups Show. The Leonard Billups Show. Sound Off Radio, Storm Chase Away. I don't know what the fuck was up with that dude. Yeah.
Hey, where the hell's Mike Henderson at?
Yeah, man, I don't know. Mike ain't been on the show in a little minute, man. I'm going to have to go in and all right, I'm going to start calling some of these motherfucking numbers up. Goddamn it, calling y'all ass at home. Shit. I know Shy, she at work. You know what I'm saying? She working with the kids, so. All right, that's the only excuse. But I don't know what's up with Mike. Mike ain't tuned in. I'm a D-Boy show and shit the next time I see him on. It's all good.
There it is.
Yeah.
But now, shoot me when you go off air, I'm going to give you my email, and I'm going to shoot a record or two to you to let you know I'm the king of this exclusive shit.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, if I...
I got records that ain't going to hit the street for 6 months. I ain't playing with them.
Why you do that?
Why I do that?
Yeah.
Because I got to be the best in the world, man. I got to be the greatest. I had 180 amateur fights, and I'm pretty as a girl. God.
Man.
Well, shout out to you, man. Good luck.
There it is.
Do what you got to do on that, boy. That real shit is near. Yeah, matter of fact, we already off the air as far as the show, but, you know, the show's still recording.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah, that,
okay.
when you go off, yeah, actually, after the show, it still be going off like about an hour if you sit up here and just start talking and shit.
So people can hear it?
Record. Well, I mean, they'll hear it on the archives, like when they run the show back. Like, you know, you can run all the shows back. That's where I get most of my listeners from.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I don't get a lot of live listeners. I get most of my listeners through downloads.
From the archives, which
is
shit. That's the best way. Cause you
that's
know,
how that's
them.
How internet radio works, though, man.
Yeah, and this is keeping it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm like. Yeah, that's sweet with me. I'd rather you download the shit than listen live anyway.
Because if you download it, I stay on your mind. You feel me?
Yeah, and you're keeping it. Now, you're going to make an archive of my shit anyway. You building up, you know what I'm saying, my show day after day after day. Every time you download it, now you building up a whole shitload of me. That's cool. Hell, yeah, I appreciate it. Just in case
hey, it's not
I
so
need,
good.
Need
I'm going to split real quick, but check out that interview I told you about.
Yeah, I still got it pulled up. I just got to press play on it and finish listening to it.
All right. Hey, DC, man, much love. Good luck to you, man.
Okay, all day, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, man, I'm out of here from Cali, San Jose. Much love from everybody.
Straight
there
no records.
Is.
Peace.
Oh, walkie talk me, too. Smells so good.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to figure out the features on that shit, you know.
All right.
We,
get at me, boy.
Yeah. We sitting all up right. here like.
So how long have you been DJing?
Me? Man. I've been making tapes, dog, since 1995.
Now, let me ask you this. You a real DJ or?
Yeah. I mean, let me give you my definition of a real DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Real DJ to me is somebody who can scratch vinyl well, blend songs, and also work the microphone.
Okay.
that's a real DJ to me. I mean, that's a Grandmaster Flash type, you know what I'm saying? Or mm-hmm. a real just interactive DJ. We don't, mm-hmm. There ain't too many of them floating around today. One,
because I tell people all the time, like, I'm not a DJ, you feel me? But I break records, you know what I mean?
Right.
I get them joints and I break records. I'm music director of a DJ crew. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? If you're in front of your computer right now, I'll show you my camp. MixBosses.com. MixBosses.com.
MixBoss.
Yep, ES.com.
Yeah, no, I mean, at the same time, I mean, I use virtual DJ and I spin in clubs, do block parties and all that shit. And I got my own artist that I'm personally breaking her record. I've been promoting her since 2002. You know what I'm saying? I'll send you songs and all that kind of good shit.
Yeah, do that.
We definitely network. But
I play her stuff on my show because, you know what I mean? Like I said, people say I don't do enough for the independent artists, you know what I mean? Because I got all the celebrities. But when I first started doing it, people was, you know, they was goosing for it. But then after a while, they get spoiled. You feel me?
Yeah. Well, no, you still need, but see, that's a good mix, though. You need to, with your celebrity mix, that means celebrities will come back and check your motherfucking show out. So even if you is playing, you know what I'm saying, Joe Noblow, you know what I'm saying, they listening to him too. So they
I had Juvenile on not too long ago, and he said he loved the show. You feel me? So
yeah, so that means he gonna think about it. And he gonna be like, man, let me check this shit on. You know, listen in and shit.
Mm-hmm.
One day, you know what I'm saying.
And I got my man Willie North Pole. He just signed a DTP. You know what I mean? He's a relative unknown, but at the same time, he just got his deal. That's what I mean. To me, that's an independent artist.
Man, hold on, man. You got on here Lil Wayne, Sue's mixtape DJs.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Dog, he's suing DJ Drama, and he's suing him for the dedication 2 and 3.
That old shit?
Yeah. Saying he stole music to do the mixtape. And he got drops on there talking about, what up, Drama? We going in. I don't understand. Don't ask me. I don't know. We just put it up. We don't know why he did it, but it's just up.
Damn. Because, I mean, see, when you that's the other thing. When you say mixtape DJs, that's like putting, like, everybody on blast. Like, you
ain't right.
even.
You're right, because,
like,
there's a lot of people who've
me?
Never scratched
that,
it in
like,
their lives.
I got that fuck shit off of datpiff.com. I got
basically.
That shit off of. Off a million different fucking websites, put it that way. I can get your shit off of anywhere, and it's given out there. I ain't getting shit free. I'm paying for this motherfucking internet, so everything is free. It's
basically, everything should be free. I'm paying my bill. I want what I want when I want it.
I want what I want. They're giving it to me. If this site offer it and this site say pay for it, well, fuck it. I'm going to this site.
Mm-hmm.
I just, damn it, I know how to use my motherfucking brain. The shit say free. I'm going to get the whole album for free. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Because so my thing is, you know what I mean, DJs, see, to me, the industry disrespects the street DJ. They disrespect the dude carrying his own crates to the club. They disrespect the dude who is DJing at up against the wall simply because he doesn't have a name.
Yeah.
Those are the ones catching hell. And it ain't right, because they're the ones really breaking records, not the ones you see in front of the camera all the time and in all the videos.
Yep.
They're not really breaking records like
they're
that because they got people falling at their feet just giving them music.
Yeah.
They're not really breaking records. See, it's the difference between breaking a record and breaking an artist. Now what they're attempting to do is break an artist, but once you get to a certain place, it's not hard to break an artist. If you're DJ Drama, it's not hard for you to break an artist. All you gotta do is say their name two times. It's harder.
And then there you go. But this is my thing. But to do a whole mixtape and the whole time and ain't saying nothing but your name throughout the whole fucking mixtape, and you ain't putting nobody on no representation.
But I don't have a problem with that, because I say my name all the time. I love my name. It's your neighborhood spokesman, a.k.a. Mr. Exit 9. I do that all the time because
right,
it's branding.
Right,
it's branding.
Right.
I'm going to say my name till you get ready to Earl in your mouth, simply because you're going to remember me. You're going to remember me.
But now you got an artist you're trying to break, though, right?
Do I? Right now?
Oh, Well, if not, I'm going to send you my damn artist info, and that's harder to break. Because that's all my thing is. It's a million motherfuckers in the industry trying to be that next artist to blow. Only thing mm-hmm. I want is that person that wants to be that next artist to blow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bringing me albums, bringing me mixtapes, bringing me 1,000 singles. That don't impress me. You know what I'm saying? What impresses me, if you got, man, this is the only shit I got, dog. And this is what the fuck I'm trying to work on. This is what the fuck I want to blow. You know what I'm saying? This is what you know what I'm saying? You're going everywhere just for this one single. Because that's what it's going to take to blow, one single.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you put your heart into it, it don't matter what song it is. You know what I'm saying? Somebody going to like that shit.
Send I mean, my whole thing is everywhere. We got to throw it out there. Like, I'm working on a mixtape with Bone Crusher right now. Right now, we working on a mixtape. And, you know, as soon as I said Bone Crusher, niggas coming to me, why you doing that? He ain't had a hit since. I don't give a damn.
Yeah. Cause
I don't care.
Everybody don't know that, though. Everybody, see, this is the whole thing. In New Zealand, like I'm saying, man, in New Zealand, Soulja Boy, bitches are still doing the Soulja Boy in New Zealand. You know what I'm saying? That means they at the bottom of the motherfucking world, but they got access to this American shit. And so that's the life that they living. You feel me? They ain't living by our American standards. They ain't living at the same speed we living. They ain't, you know what I'm saying, putting music in every day and then it's hot for 3 days and then it's dead the next. You know what I'm saying? They ain't doing it like that. So they take time and listen. Apparently they taking time to listen if they still on fucking Soulja Boy and still doing that shit. So that tells me anything that I send to you and I can get down there, you gonna motherfucking listen to. So that's through Blog Talk Radio, though. I would have never known this shit listening to our regular FM, AM bullshit or listening to just a regular internet radio station. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm strictly on they shit. I'm strictly just in Chicago. I'm strictly just in Tampa. I'm strictly just in this place. This shit here, man, I'm telling all these people I be shouting out is actual motherfuckers that's checking out my show. Greece, Rome, Romania, Jamaica, I mean, these fucking Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
These are actual listeners. I don't give a shit. There's no way, unless it's satellite or XMD radio, that you're going to be able to get this many versatile ears that's going to listen to your music. Your music is never old. It's never old because you got the world to present it to. Until you present it to the world, I don't give a shit. Tracy Chapman been pushing that one motherfucking Sitting in the Land and Star. I mean, she been pushing that shit for the past 10, almost whatever, how long her career been out. She has not come out with another album and pushed that album as hard as she's been pushing that one single. And she's all overseas blowing up off of that shit still.
Because the bottom line is, man, nowadays, if you're not on the internet, you're nobody, dog. Sorry. If you're not on the internet and you ain't got your Google game up, you are nobody.
Right.
And that's just what it is. I mean, the days of hand-to-hand street work is gone. It's over.
Well, I mean, they out there, but I mean,
they out there, but
it just ain't getting that proper shine like it's supposed to.
My point is, it's over. Stop it. Go back in the house and spend your money on internet promotion.
Right.
Get you an EPK, you feel me? Get you a widget. Get you a web designer that's going to hold you down and spread your like wildfire. Have somebody making you a torrent. I'm telling you, the internet is the new wave.
Yeah. And I've been on this shit so long, dog, and honestly, shit is so fucking new to me every single day.
Hey, hang on. This is my homegirl right here. You got my number. Hit me in like 15 minutes.
All right, bet that. Oh, wait. Don't hang up. Let me
hold on, right quick. I'm not about to hang up. Hold on.
All right. Yeah, cause I ain't got a damn number. Shit. As a matter of fact. Oh shit! Just last night. Damn. Hey, just last night. The show over, girl. All right. There goes just last night swinging through saying, hey. It's the After Hour edition right here live, Blog Talk Radio. Right now with your boy DJ Smell So Good. On the phone live, you know what I'm saying? Sound Off Radio. Going down real big, man. That's how we doing it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to network. And that's all it's about, man. Getting the music out there, you know what I'm saying? Getting it out there to the world. Still trying to read this shit about some Lil Wayne. Let's check this bullshit.
I used to mix this game, but I'm not into that no more. I'm going Lil Wayne. I'm against it. Anti-mixtape dude. I don't know. Mixtape DJ, fuck you if you're a mixtape DJ.
What it is, man. Making music entertainment, man. You know what I'm saying? I guess Lil Wayne, Cash Money, baby. I guess you really do hate DJs, man. Lil Wayne talking about fuck DJs last year. Just on the third with the interview with Foundation Magazine. Talking about fuck DJs, man. All this nonsense he's talking. Now he's probably trying to sue fucking DJs. Feel me? He's trying to sue DJs now, man. On some real shit, man. Your boy Drama, Frank Nino making music entertainment. Like, look at this paperwork, man. Like, this ain't no game over here, man. This is Cash Money Records Incorporated versus ECD Music Group, Phillies Music Group, making music entertainment, and Frank Nino. Y'all trying to sue for some nonsense, brother? Brother, I have nothing to do with anything that was made in FYE, Best Buy, none of that shit. So I don't know what y'all coming after me for, making music entertainment. We ain't got nothing to do with none of that. I ain't getting not $1. Y'all come with some paperwork saying I made money, I got checks from all them big distributing companies or whatever. Come holler at me, man. Send the checks in. Do something. Send some kind of proof, man, because it seems like to me I just maxed my names on the fucking shit. I put this shit together. I don't know how this shit got into place, feel me? Y'all looking for the wrong people. Y'all know who y'all want, feel me? I know what's in the store for $4.99, you know. I understand y'all pain, y'all anger, you know what I mean? Hating this shit for no goddamn reason. You know how the mixtape game works, man. Y'all out here suing. Damn, y'all gonna sue DJ Drama? How? If it wasn't for Drama, you guys would not be popping right now. From Carter 2 to Carter 3, Drama kept y'all alive. When that Dedication 2 hit the stores or whatever, the streets, whatever you want to call it, that shit had you on fire, man. Every DJ after that followed suit and put mad music out with you. You know what I'm saying? That's all that happened, man. And y'all still suing Drama? Like, let's take for instance, Drama made money off it. Let him eat anyways, because he still kept you hot. Without that fucking situation with the Dedication, y'all wouldn't even be popping. Like, come on, let's be for real, man. Dedication 2 and 3 kept you alive, man. You know what I'm saying? And now you want to sue Drama? Like, I don't understand. Like, you co-signed that CD, man. I don't know what's going on between y'all two. Maybe I have some differences that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But according to me, it's looking like, you know what I mean? Ain't looking too good, man. Then y'all want to sue for, y'all suing Drama for like 3 tapes. Look at this shit, man. Y'all suing Drama for like 3 tapes. Dedication Chopped and Screwed. Dedication 2. Dedication 3. Suing us for this, When the Northern South Collide. And mind you, the Northern South Collide is Juelz and Wayne. You see that? Juelz and Wayne. You see Dipset suing me? Like, come on, y'all niggas is crazy, brother. Is Dipset suing me, brother? Cash Money suing, but you see Dipset suing? So that's mixtape shit. You already know how the game works. Why are y'all suing for some nonsense, brother? Y'all niggas got 100 mil, probably, brother. Wayne got shows from here to motherfucking Africa, fucking Europe. He's all over the fucking place getting straight show money. Nigga, with multi-platinum, all that, and you worried about this little shit right here? Like, come on, man. He's just spitting DJ's face right now, man. I don't understand the logic behind this whole situation. Like, y'all just gave me ammo. Like, I'm on y'all fucking radar? Like, making moves on your radar? Like, Wayne got it. Whoever got it, baby got it. Like, yeah. Making moves in the tent. Who the fuck is Frank Nino? Who's making moves? Yeah, I'm Frank Nino. I'm making moves. And I made enough moves to reach y'all motherfuckers. So, holler back at your boy. But y'all niggas are straight gay for doing that stupid shit, man. What the fuck wrong with y'all, man?
No respect for the hustle.
Come on, man.
Respect for the grind, but
no respect at all, man. How y'all gonna do that? At least give me a warning shot. At least just call. Y'all could have called this something. Got a hold, you know what I'm saying? My email address is all over the place. You know what I'm saying? I did this for promotion use only. Threw this shit up on the internet. Don't know how it got to wherever it got to, brother. That's all I can tell you, man. You feel me? At least y'all could have given me some warning shots, like call, but like, yeah, you know, we see this CD in the stores, we know how it got there, we want to talk to you, call you. You because obviously you're doing some type of work. You want to, you know what I'm saying, work with you, assign, or just be like, yeah, stop doing this shit. Find out how it got there, take it off the shelves, do something. I'm going straight to sue. Like, that's like the worst shit you can do. Straight to sue? Suing you?
Us and drama. Drama, like Nino said, drama held you down. I mean, like, it took you 3 years to follow up Carter 2 or Carter 3. You wouldn't have not still been hot if it wasn't for drama. Not in the streets.
And you suing drama, your own boy. I understand how y'all doing this, man. That shit is crazy. Y'all going brittle? Y'all going broke? Y'all must be going broke over this, man. That's crazy. That nigga got 100 mil from Southern Postal, man. Y'all niggas suing for pennies. Like, how much money actually got made off this if I did make money? How much did I could really make? I don't got 6 digits. What are you going to get from me? A ball of fucking lint. I'm in the hood, man. I'm in the hood every day, man. I'm not into all this. I don't got $1 million. What y'all going to get from me? Y'all ain't going to get shit from me, brother. That shit is crazy. I know who y'all want, man. It ain't me. I ain't getting no checks, none of that shit. So, all this is promotional use only. I just put the shit together. I guess I put it together so well that I just reached the whole fucking world. So, y'all niggas is mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't understand how the game works. Like, Wayne is hot, brother. DJs take the music and they put it together. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they put the name on it, because they put it in a certain arrangement of the song. They put it together in a certain way. I'm saying, so the way the tape flows and everything, that's the DJ's work. You know what I mean? You put the shit out. I got emails from Universal Records with music on it. You know what I'm saying? Them emailing me music. So, like, y'all got your music all over the place. Come on, man. You know what I mean? Now y'all still want to sue? Like, that's crazy, man. That's some straight gay shit. Niggas over there fucking drinking too much scissor. But I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas is doing, man. You know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas is doing, man.
Make a move.
Shouldn't have fucked with the man hungry. Slash greasy. It's hard to BG when you cash money. SBG. Fags measly. Grab your cat and blast him up. He need to be the reason that the black bag is stuck. Had to front like your ass was tough. Try to pursue us. Screw us and sue us. Faggot, that's enough. Hit him with a school bus. Clap him with the magnum done. My flow thunder is a whole nother caliber. He came through you on suckers or not. Before he knew you was tongue in your pop. Don't fuck with us. Yeah, the streets is in touch with us. We making moves. Want to be reporting to the court and you can make the news. Lose the hate if you hate to lose. We coming up. Blowing like a bomb that you can't confuse. The fuck is up. When Young Buck was giving Trina the dick, you was love struck, hugged up, feeding the bitch. You a dumb fuck, drugged up, feeding the sniff. We got the D, but we eager to blitz. Motherfucker, yeah, you got tracks from the needles and shit. Shooting yourself because you leaning when you squeezing the clip. Bitch, we all know that he get cheese, but son of flunky. You probably end up like Pimp C, you fucking junkie. If Birdman want to play crazy, the balls blast him. Watch a llama spray baby like an orgasm. Molestation, how that faggot is riding. See how son got cum drop tack on his eyelids? Damn. Ratting with wires, how you niggas to do. You probably snitched on Tip because he's bigger than you. See this dude singing rock songs, but dude probably rock phones. Cause dudes make his cock hard, get dude molly whopped on. Wicky wobbly wobbly, how your posse got on. You fucking prick sucking dick, get your lollipop on. You pussies get beat to the meat pink. Lil Wayne looking like his breath and his feet stink. It's a shame, my shit is in your veins. Dope cause I spit insane. When Smith spit it rains, you hit like a window pane. And you ain't even in our lane, don't be mad at Smith. Cause we know that you sniffing cane off a gallon dick. And we ride on whack niggas, you getting queerer with every sip of syrup and your mama ass nigga. I'm in the club with a thug lad, throwing doves at a drug cash. You get plugged with the snub in the tub, that's a bloodbath. I'm riding like a guy with a bus pass to touch cash. Ain't nothing we wanna hear out your mouth like a mustache. Round these parts, you ain't welcome. No squawk, I can melt, son. He played a gay part. When Wayne falls, you can smell come. Make frail chunks, whip fish tail when the shell's dumped. Shattered glass, bullet tag his ass, get your bell rung. Fuck if he ain't the back. Your whole clan is whack. We not the same, you a Martian and I'm the man in black. They like, damn it, Black, you about to make the camera crack. Thought you took a break from right-hooking snakes with a champ is back. I'm no safe with the crack of ratchet, tan and black. Burning like grams of fat, melt you like candle wax. So how I'm feeling, partner, like stealing $1 million? The Chris hit me like Rihanna and I'm built for drama. That's why my could be aiming while you niggas faded. For the drought come, round one is initiated, bitch.
Damn, who that? Blacksmith?
You already know. Blacksmith. Damn, well, that was a YouTube exclusive. Lil Wayne talking about his suing mixtape DJs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to DJ Drama now. You know what I'm saying? I talk a lot of shit because y'all don't be playing the goddamn females and shit. You know what I'm saying? But that shows you, man. You know what I'm saying?
switch your game up. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Lil Wayne and all them niggas, man. If they gonna do it like that, you know what I'm saying? Switch your game up. Put some of these motherfucking women on the map. Let them go ahead and shine. And these niggas gonna come sniffing they behind. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it, man. But it's all good, man. Big up DJ Drama for holding that YouTube down, though. You know what I'm saying? Putting that out there. You know what I'm saying? Everything he said, I motherfucking co-signed 100 motherfucking percent. Middle finger all you fuck niggas that come up to me talking about something. I need to get paid off of your motherfucking mixtape. I need to get paid off of your work. Bitch, you need to get paid off your motherfucking self. Go out there and sign sell your goddamn CDs and put some money in your pocket. Don't be looking at the fuck I'm doing and the way I'm doing it. You just need to be looking at the way I'm doing it and do that. Going down real big, man, but you already know. That was some real shit, you know what I'm saying? Coming DJ Drama, man. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That was a good look. That was good looking on that. So, this is Live After Hours, man. It's your boy Smell So Good. Straight from the hood, straight folk. Y'all already know. We are at the dial. Holla at me. Y'all already know, man. Big up Sound Off Radio. You know what I'm saying? Everybody hanging out. Cali. All the way around the world, man. 813, Trey Ford. Definitely, you already know, man. Heard from me. Come back tomorrow. Rizzo. Every day right here live. It's Regular Game Radio. Smell so good.